This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado's congressional delegation may have more ammunition in their fight to keep the U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs. A new report from the Government Accountability Office says the Air Force mostly did not follow best practices in deciding to make Huntsville, Alabama, its top choice to take over the command. But the report does not specifically say Colorado Springs should keep the headquarters. Two workers are trapped in an 80-foot-tall pile of coal at the Comanche Generating Station in Pueblo. Eric Duran with the Pueblo Fire Department says crews were called to the site around 8:30 this morning and are still working to locate and free the workers.
The dangers of this type of operation is the fact that there is a lot of material uphill that continues to fill into some of the excavated areas without proper bracing.
Duran says there has been no communication between the trapped individuals and the rescue teams. The workers are employees of Savage Services, a subcontractor for Xcel Energy. A popular trail in Colorado Springs is closed after a rock slide earlier this week. The Gazette reports Section 16 in the city's southwest side is closed from both High Drive and Gold Camp Road. The paper says there is no timeline for reopening and that the damage is along U.S. Forest Service property. The slide also destroyed a trail bridge. On the Front Range, scattered showers are in the forecast this evening. Colorado Springs may see a little bit of that. Highs in the 70s. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News.